Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres unable to clear the puck. Here's Raymond. Nice move to the net. Saved by Georgiev. The rebound squeaks in. Puck going to the net. Already figured out your goal horn here.
I hate this horn, Kenny.
Three.
I like you.
Three and then M&M.
And they scored.
I love you, Kenny, but I hate that horn.
That was from Thursday night's game against the Detroit Red Wings. Dan Dunleavy, Rob Ray on the call. Ken Daniels from the Detroit broadcast joined them in that moment. And that's where Rob is saying, yeah, no, Kenny, I love you. I hate that horn. And
I see why. You were saying that we were going to play that clip and everything in the break. And I'm just thinking, how bad could this be? That's legitimately like, you know those like people who have just the regular Ford F-150s and they strap the train horn to their truck and it's like the most obnoxious thing. That's what that is.
You know what it is? It's the third down horn.
The Bills train horn's better.
If you were sitting right underneath it.
Nah. The pitch of the train horn's a little more easy on the ears, yeah. I would say. That's just abrasive and aggressive, and I did not like 1 second of it.
Well, that's good. You know what I don't like? When the J and the H are right next to each other,
oh boy.
Apparently. Because on the Western Hotline, we've got Joe Yurden, and I had an inauspicious start to my morning when texting Joe if he wanted to join us today.
You did. You definitely did. Only my closest friends call me Ho. So, just put it that way, Derek. I didn't know we were that tight, but,
it's, hey, man, we just got to go get a beer. That's all.
Hey, good morning, Ho. I'm like, excuse me?
Did a little spit take there.
Immediately, I got so flustered from that, though. That's an all-time typo, and if you know people named Joe, I think I need to make the petition out there that the J and the H cannot be next to each other.
As a fellow Joe, it happens more frequently than I'd like to admit, so. Even typing in my own information on, like, purchases and stuff, it happens, so.
I'd say your doctor's office must be very confused. Like, oh, no, who do we have here? Who's coming in for a checkup? This is strange.
So, antics of poor texting aside, Joe, first of all, thanks for jumping on short notice. But Sabres hockey is currently getting things going again. I saw you a couple weeks ago at the Prospects Challenge, and we know that hockey doesn't start until I bother you guys at the Prospects Challenge. And here we were. You said, I'm ready whenever, and apparently my texting got a little too comfortable for that. But anyway.
Well, you were ready to seize on the opportunity and got fat finger syndrome. So I get it. I get it.
But also the Sabres preseason – three games in, Detroit's got a terrible goal horn. We won't hear it today. That's the good news because they're at home. And so far, though, it does look like in the Sabres preseason, there is something to keep an eye on, Joe, starting right off the rip on this. Kostelenius, he keeps getting extended looks right now. He's going to play again also this afternoon. So that's his fourth straight game. He's going to be playing in every game so far this preseason. Are the Sabres giving a real long extended opportunity here for last year's first round pick to try to make the roster?
I think I think Lindy wants to get as much of a look at him as possible. You know, we've kind of quizzed Lindy about this stuff the last few days, and you know, he said sometimes, you know, these young guys are, you know, we want to get looks at them, but you know, sometimes they earn getting a little bit of an extended look. And I think that's really interesting with Hellenius, because I think he's played very well. And, you know, certainly his style of play definitely leans into what Ruff is looking for from everybody, but certainly from your younger forwards, a little bit, you know, further down in the lineup. But Hellenius, he is a competitor, and he is cocky, and he's very good, and he drives opponents crazy. So it's a lot of what kind of helped earn Zach Benson a spot in the lineup, a couple years ago. But Hellenius is a little bit different in that, you know, Benson had the big offensive pedigree, but it's the same kind of thing where he's in on the forechecks. He doesn't give guys any time. He's doing a lot of these things, and it's a good way to impress a coach, and certainly a coach like Lindy Ruff. Like that's what he's been able to do. And making the team, you know, I'm not too sure about that, because I mean, he's still 19 years old. But this is somebody taking advantage of an opportunity in front of them and making the absolute most of it.
Joe, Radim Mertka, he's looked pretty solid so far. Do you think he'll be able to get his, I guess, 9-game NHL tryout this season, or will he kind of just be in the AHL for a little bit?
I think the kind of extended look we're getting with him is interesting, because you know, he is 18, but he's also a defenseman. He's a guy who's only played about 40 games in North America. Last season, he went from playing in the Czech Republic to playing in Seattle in the WHL. So he is still kind of green in that respect. And I think what's kind of going on here is that maybe they're deciding if Merck is going to go to Rochester or if he's going to go back to junior hockey in Seattle. To me, that's the most interesting debate, because he can go to Rochester. I know he was drafted out of junior hockey, which usually means if you're drafted out of junior hockey, you either play in the NHL or you play junior hockey and that's it. But he's technically a guy who is on loan from his Czech team to the WHL. So that puts him in kind of like that gray area where he's got another possibility to where he could go to the AHL. It's a lot like, I mean, this is dialing it back a few years, but this is like what it was with Alex Nylander, where he was drafted out of Mississauga, but he was on loan to Mississauga from Sweden. So that allowed him to go to Rochester. In Mertka's case, and this is something that, you know, Ruff and everybody's pointed out since the get-go with him, playing defense is a lot harder than it is to be a forward at 18. Playing, you know, if you're playing in the AHL, it's not to say that like guys like Hellenius and them had an easy time in the AHL. It took Hellenius about half a year to really kind of get used to that grind and get used to playing in the AHL. Defense is a lot different, and it's a lot harder. It's very demanding, and you know, any mistake you make in a game is going to get noticed instantaneously. You know, forwards that can kind of blend in, or you know, defense or goalies can bail you out. Defense, You're not on an island, but you're pretty close to being on an island there. So I think with Mertka, I mean, he's just so big. He's 6'6", and he's got every game that I've seen him play, somebody on the other team is trying to test him out to see if he's got any pushback, and he's giving it back to everybody. So that's impressive. That's really good to see. And I think getting a longer look at him, you just kind of want to know what you got. And if he's going to be better suited to play in the AHL and be there, then yeah, play him there. But apart from that, you know, I don't have an issue if they send him back to junior hockey. But I mean, if he's advanced enough and his skills are in a place where he can handle playing in the AHL and playing, you know, the AHL is the second best league in the world, as far as I'm concerned. So if he's good enough to play there, then, you know, let him, you know, give him a shot, see what he's got there. But it's a decision where they got to kind of, you know, be on the nose with it. They got to be ready with it and understand that, you know, you don't want to screw up a guy's development either.
Joe, when it comes to Mirka though, like on Thursday night, playing against a mostly NHL-ready roster against the Red Wings, Mirka looked pretty calm, though, too. He was the only defenseman that was not on the ice for a goal against. Him and Zach Jones, no, not our Zach Jones. Him and Zach Jones, though, did look pretty comfortable together on the ice and both making reliable decisions. I am curious if he'll get his 9-game look or if they're able to send him right to the AHL and they don't need to require the 9 games because of the junior rule. Because of the fact that also Matthias Samuelsson is banged up again, and Mirka is a right shot. So they do have an opportunity to give him a little bit more of an extended look if he continues to play as calmly and as tenacious as he has.
Well, here's the issue you've got with defense.
Mm-hmm.
The way things are situated right now, you're looking at that they're probably keeping 8 defensemen. That's what they did almost all of last year. They kept 8D. Your 7 and 8D right now are Bryson and Zach Jones. So, okay, that's fine. If Samuelsson's hurt for an extended amount of time, okay, yeah, you can put him on IR and then add somebody else and put him in the mix, and maybe that opens a door for Mirka. But we're also looking at a kind of a throwback situation here with the Sabres where they might be keeping 3 goalies as well. And you don't want to leave yourself short when it comes to having, you know, players backing up. Cause if here's the thing, if you're going with just 2 goalies, you're talking keeping 2 defensemen and a forward. Okay, great. That's fine. But if you're keeping 3 goalies, you're talking, okay, you've got 3 goalies and then 1D, maybe 1 forward, or you're keeping 2 defensemen, a goalie, and you've got no forward backup.
I'm not ready for the 3-goalie hell again, Joe.
No, the 3 goalies.
Do not put this hell on me.
It's very possible that could happen, and, you know, Lindy Ruff is not a fan of it. Literally no coach is a fan of keeping 3 goalies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see where Luukkonen's health is next week. You know, he's probably they said if all things go well, Luukkonen's going to play both games against Pittsburgh to wrap up the preseason. So we'll see. And then there's like another week to wait until the start of the regular season after that. So there's a lot of time there to get that figured out. But if they got to keep 3 goalies, you know, if they really like Georgiev, they really like Lyon, and they, you know, Luukkonen's not going anywhere. All right, like you're in a position where, you know, if you're sending one of those guys to Rochester, you got to waive them, whether it's Georgiev or Lyon or whoever. You're not waving Luukkonen, but like maybe you could, but like that's for, you know, that'd be crazy, and that's not the drama anybody's looking for around here. Anyway, but like that guy's got to go through waivers, and, you know, we've already seen some injuries pop up, and, you know, if a guy gets hurt late in camp, then you're putting him on waivers, and you're like, all right, we'll be able to sneak him through. Nope, he's gone. See ya. And then, you know, they're in a weird situation with the goalie thing, because, you know, Levi's going to be in Rochester. Fine, that's great. I think they ideally maybe want to have a veteran there with him, as opposed to Levi being the veteran. And then you've got Scott Ratzlaff and Topias Linen in there as the backups, and they're both in their first year of pro hockey. So, like, it's a lot of difficult asks going on there. But if you want Mirka there, you need to find a way to get him a peek. But I think this is more just kind of to decide if you want him in Rochester or if you want him back in junior hockey.
Joe, you're joining us here on the Westher Hotline, noted hockey Bleacher Report. You should be following him on any social platform, be it Twitter, Blue Sky, anything. Just look for Joe Yurden. You'll find him there. Joe, when it comes to Devin Levi, you mentioned that, though, of maybe it is about when healthy for Luukkonen, it allows Georgiev to be the veteran for Levi in Rochester so that he doesn't have to be the one that Leonin or Ratzlaff is turning to right away for all of the advice because he just happens to be the oldest one in the room. But it does look like, though, that they have a clear path for Levi, and that is you are goalie one in Rochester for the Amerks this year, and we are not changing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of how like his 2-year extension was signed. Like this year, you know, he doesn't have to go on waivers this year, so he's good to go. So it's a, you know, it's 2-way contract. That's fine. Next year, he's going to be in the NHL full time next year. I think it's not certain, but I think that's almost what it's going to have to be because this organization's not going to try to slip him through waivers because he won't get through. That won't happen next year. But it's a thing where, you know, if you have him up here backing up, then you're immediately causing the equation to be like, all right, well, how do these guys get games? How does Devin get games? Because you need him playing. He has to play. He needs his reps. There's nothing wrong with having a guy get that time in the AHL. People look at it as a punishment sometimes, and it's not. Not for goalies because they have to play. And there's so many guys in the league that who are elite goaltenders that put a lot of time in the AHL. Connor Hellebuck had to do it for a few years. Going back further time, we want to tie in the Detroit Red Wings. Jimmy Howard was in the AHL for it seemed like 4 years, you know, and he was a great NHL, you know, pretty darn good NHL goalie. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having goalies get those reps, get that time and get their game refined to a point where, you know, you don't have to worry about it when they're in the NHL. So, and in Devin's case, I mean, geez, look how good he was last year in Rochester and what it does to kind of lock the Amerks in as a top tier AHL team that can win a Calder Cup. Like that's really important. That's really important for those guys down there to have a winning situation. So it's not an issue. And I would certainly hope that that's all been communicated very clearly with Devin about what, you know, what they're doing. And I would hope that it's abundantly obvious now that there are 3 NHL goalies on the roster ahead of them. But it's a spot where, you know, fans are eager to see him and, you know, some fans are kind of over Luukkonen or they, you know, they don't want these veteran guys, you know, coming in and getting the time, whatever, you know, whatever the case is, they want to see Devin. And I get it. He's exciting. He's fun to watch. He's all that. But I, you know, getting it right and having him be at a point where you bring him to the NHL, you're not worried about him, and you're like, all right, we're moving forward. This is going to be great. Is the best spot to be in, and they've afforded themselves that time.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, Alex Tuck, he's going to make his preseason debut today. But there's a report from Pierre LeBrun of The Athletic that mentions that Tuck's camp is looking at potentially like a $10 million per year contract for him for an extension. The Sabres probably not willing to move right away to that because the extension's not done. What do you think is going to go on here in terms of contract extension, the talks with Alex Tuck, and if they have to move on from Tuck this season?
Well, I think that would be putting – that's a choice that would get pushed way down the road.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes to that, I think that's something that we don't even really hear about until after the Olympics, to be quite honest, because then – you know, once the Olympics are up in February, you're talking about a sprint to the trade deadline. And I think that's when things would ultimately come to a head. And whether Alex is on Team USA or not for the Olympics, you know, if he's not, then, you know, maybe you get things figured out during the break to get a contract done. And, you know, Alex made it pretty clear when he spoke with us earlier in camp that, you know, this is in his agent's hands. The Bartletts, they're taking care of business. And, you know, whenever an offer is ready to come to him, they'll come to him and let him know and decide that. Alex seems pretty set on wanting to play hockey and help this team get to the postseason. And the contract stuff, you know, it's out of his hands. He's not concerned. This stuff isn't going to affect him during the season, you know, and yeah, it's all well and good, but if it comes to a point where it's like, hey, these guys, you know, where if the offers are, you know, the team's not budging, or, you know, if his agents have a number in mind and Sabres are very against that, I don't know, maybe you have to have that discussion at some point during the season. But I think if the starting point for a contract is $10 million a year, I think that's about right. With where the cap's going up, you know, the cap's jumping up dramatically the next couple of years, and, you know, his production, his two-way value, everything about him. I mean, you know, you're not getting him at a rate that you would have gotten him at 3 years ago,
right.
You know, and if that's, you know, if that's what the team has in mind, is like, well, you know, we think a guy, you know, 30 years old is worth this. I mean, cool. That's what the price used to be. The price is up, you know, and there's more money afforded, and, you know, I know there might be an understanding of sorts that maybe what Tage makes is the bar set, but that contract's now, what, 2 years old when it was signed? You know, that's kind of old news, you know, and Darlene's contract is maybe the bar for defensemen, but, you know, I think if you're Alex Tuck, you're saying like, all right, well, you know, here I am, a guy that's, you know, that has a ton of two-way value, is a 30 plus goal scorer. And one of the leaders on the team, that's, you know, starting at 10 million, I think it makes total sense, because maybe that number comes in at like nine and a half. And then it's, you know, that's what you're dealing with. And it's the whole part of fun with negotiations, that you start at a high number and then you figure it out from there. And if the high number is the one that works, then so be it.
By the way, I got to do this, get a little Lions tidbit, and then also blow up the break structure here. But that game was fun. I mean, you probably have a different definition of fun, but against Baltimore, it was a great game. It was high entertainment value. I know you probably were just like, I hate every bit of this. Oh, hey, we won. But the Lions, 2-1, try not to do what Green Bay did last week, and season's right back where it was last year then.
You know, it's funny because, you know, they lose to Green Bay and look pretty bad in doing it in week one. And everybody's like, oh, that's it. They're done. Lions are toast. I'm like, that was the last preseason game. Week one is the last preseason game, as far as I'm concerned, because how many starters are playing at all in the preseason? And I wish the first week of the NFL season would just be all non-divisional games, because, I mean, give me a break with this stuff. Packers line, and like, okay, great, you know, fine, but it seems to be pretty good after the next 2 weeks. And, you know, the Baltimore game, yeah, I mean, you guys know what it's like dealing with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, a little bit
much, but then they sacked him seven times, so, you know, I don't know. That's a really strong win. And, you know, yeah, it's a little bit too back and forth for my sanity standards, but I'll take it. Like, that's a great win. And, I don't know, but, the unbeatable Packers choked on themselves and lost to the Browns. So, hey, well, too bad, I guess. But, I mean, Detroit's got to put up over 100 points in 3 weeks, so I'll take it.
Yeah, it's not bad. And as long as you don't pull the same mistake that Green Bay did, then you're looking at 3-1 and back well within not total control of the NFC North, but back
looking good
at
without
least commanding your own destiny again. So that's got to be nice.
That division is
it's tough.
I mean, it's nasty just because of Detroit and Green Bay and then Minnesota. What the heck with Carson Wentz? Come on,
they just keep winning.
Are you kidding
somehow?
Me? You kidding me with this? These guys who were supposed to be star quarterbacks, ages ago, showing up and then taking over, and then, J.J. McCarthy, I guess he can only beat the Bears, but, who can't beat the Bears, I guess? But,
right.
Well, I guess the Cowboys can't beat the Bears. But, it's a shame. It's a real shame there.
Hate to see it.
But, yeah. I cry a few tears every week about the Cowboys. I really do. It's really tough. But yeah, it's nice start, and it's nice to not be perpetually dreary about the team. But let's hope that they don't lose 15 defensive starters before the end of the season like they did last year, and Jamal Adams was like a starting safety the last 5 weeks of the season.
Yep, that'd be big.
I didn't know he was on the team until like week 16. I'm like, wait, when did this guy get here? Like 3 weeks ago? Cool, great. Everybody died. Awesome.
Yeah, it's tough, and hopefully that doesn't happen again. That's typically an uncommon thing, and hopefully that is something that stays uncommon. But Joe, always appreciate you. You know what to do next. If people aren't following your work for some strange reason, let them know how to.
Yeah, find me on Blue Sky. Just honestly, look up my name, Joe Yerden, and you'll find out wherever I am. I don't think my dad's become super famous, so I think I'm the only guy that really shows up under those searches. But yeah, Blue Sky, I still over there on Twitter, pumping my links and whatever. Bleacher Report, Noted Hockey, I'm getting that. There's a lot of stuff on the tech side I'm fixing up there. Please, pay no mind to the scaffolding. But Bleacher Report, tons of stuff there. Wrote a bit about Barkov yesterday, all kinds of fun. But yeah. All over the internet, I'm very easy to find.
Joe Yerden, he's Googleable.
He is.
Yes.
So there you go. Joe, always appreciate you, and we'll talk again soon, and hopefully I won't make any more typos going forward.
I mean, keep it, PG-13 rated. That's all I ask.
That's all we got to do. All right, Joe, good talking to you, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Joe Yerden there on the West Her Hotline. Sabres in preseason action today against Detroit, 3:00.
At home, at the KeyBank Center.
Pre-game starting Center. Right after us at 2:00.
Yep.
With Pat Malcaro taking the lead. We got to get ourselves a break.
We do.
We went a little extra here.
We should be coming back from break right now.
Yeah, why? What happened? So we'll come back and we'll keep talking a little bit here on Bill Saints. Maybe we might throw a little bit more on extended conversation with topics that we just had with Joe as well. You're only going to have one way to find out, and that's coming right back with us after the break here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.